Private prisons are often touted as a good source of jobs and economic prosperity for communities. But how do those jobs compare to the ones in government-run facilities? As part of our series, Private Prisons, Locking in the Facts, and with the support of the Pulitzer Center, the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick took a look and found there's no clear answer. And just a heads up, this story has a brief mention of sexual assault.
Let's get this out of the way. Finding employees in private prisons to talk about their job wasn't exactly easy, so I had to expand my search a bit.
There's very clearly a transparency issue in private prisons.
That's Ashley Dixon. She worked as a correctional officer for 7 months in 2017 at the Trousdale Turner Correctional Facility. That's a private prison about an hour outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
It was one of the hardest experiences of my life, the most difficult periods of my life, and I still feel like I'm recovering from it in a lot of ways.
Since she left, she's been outspoken against the facility and the company running it, Core Civic. That's actually how I found her. She was testifying at a meeting of the Tennessee General Assembly.
It is an unhealthy and unsafe environment for everyone, both.
One of the big issues, she says, was chronic understaffing. Fewer people meant longer shifts that regularly went up to 16 or 20 hours. And she says that led to people falling asleep on their drive home or when making hospital runs for sick inmates.
There was also a problem with people falling asleep on their shift in the prison, at the hospital, with their gun at their side.
Core Civic is one of two major private prison operators in the country with multiple facilities across the Mountain West.
We believe in advancing everyone.
Core Civic declined an interview, but in a statement, a spokesperson said an internal investigation did confirm staff shortages at the Tennessee facility. The company says since then, it's raised its starting wages to the highest level in the state. Federal data seems to support a problem with staff levels in private facilities. The Bureau of Justice statistics found that public prisons had 5 inmates per officer, compared to 7 inmates per officer at private prisons. But those stats are from 2005 and haven't been updated since. Current pay differences, however, are a little easier to track. On average, officers in public facilities make nearly $6,000 more a year. Still,
prisons, in terms of their pay and their benefits, are not all that bad compared to the outside world.
That's Dr. Karen Gedney. She worked as a public prison physician for 30 years. She says while officers tend to make less in the private sector, prisons overall still offer people with just a high school diploma a job with good wages and benefits. Nationwide, they can make somewhere between $31,000 all the way up to $76,000, depending on location and experience. Gedney says there's also opportunity for growth.
You can slowly climb up the ranks. And I have seen individuals who were custody officers who ultimately became wardens.
Still, she acknowledges working in a public or a private prison can be challenging, especially when it comes to safety. Early in her career, she says an inmate held her hostage.
And then he assaulted and raped me out of frustration and anger of all the things he would never have in life.
While Gedney's assault happened in the medical center at a publicly run prison in Nevada, a 2016 report from the Office of the Inspector General showed the rate of assaults against prison staff was about 3 times higher in private prisons. But Lauren Brooke Eisen says overall, it's really hard to make comparisons. She's the director of the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law.
There's so much that happens behind the prison gates that we just don't know about.
Eisen says there are also too many variables to consider. Is it a men's or women's prison? What state or local laws are there? What security level are the inmates and how many are there? But she does say there is one big difference that can affect work conditions. Private prison employees are often not unionized.
Because it's cheaper to hire individuals who don't necessarily need pensions. It's actually easier to fire people who are not unionized.
Ultimately, Eisen says there is one common thread in both public and private prisons. Both are driving mass incarceration across the country.
Those are both special interest groups that do have a reason to ensure that prisons are full.
She believes the ultimate solution to this public versus private debate is to reduce prisons overall and invest more in rehabilitation programs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.